This is the Peter Sam Triangle World Network, broadcasting from downtown Eau Claire, Wisconsin.
Hello, planet Earth. Eau Claire, Wisconsin calling. This is Ezra Button speaking. Now, many of you agree that we live in an age of diminishing expectations from our political leaders, of increasing disenfranchisement from our democratic political processes, of intensifying global tensions. Well, the situation has now become critical. The situation has now become critical. We must find some means of restoring hope and order to this world. Now, that's why I've agreed to take the burden of absolute power onto my own back, so I can try to fix things around here. And as of this broadcast, I am declaring myself Ezra Q. Button, absolute dictator of the entire world. The United Nations is hereby dissolved. NATO is hereby dissolved. The Warsaw Pact and the Delian League are hereby dissolved. All sovereign states are now subject to my authority, whim and caprice. The World Bank is now ordered to transfer all their funds to my savings account at the First Farmers Savings and Loan in Eau Claire, Wisconsin. Try to get it in by the end of the week, because I've got some bills and stuff. But I assure you, my dictatorship will be a benevolent one. I have no desire for power as such. And once I have established the new utopia on this planet, I'll humbly resign from this office. You'll be so pleased with my mandates, in fact, that I promise you now that if just a single person in the entire world asks me to resign and relinquish power, I shall do so at once. Ezra Button is your friend. So there you have it. Now, to business, shall we? We'll start with the small stuff first. Here is mandate number one. The Me First cards. Now, this is one of our most serious social problems. Have you ever been in a hurry at the grocery store, at Borders Books or hardware store, and there's this long line of people in front of you? Now, most of them are probably not in a hurry themselves, but you are. Now, if there were compassionate human beings, you could explain that you're in a rush and that maybe they let you cut in front of them. Well, some people would, like me, Ezra Button. But a lot of people wouldn't. Why? Well, because they're jerks. You know, because so many people have such tiny egos, they're fixated on their petty rights and their personal space. Well, I was here first, so you can't go in front of me. Wait your turn. And then you say something like, well, you see, I'm really in a hurry. And they say, well, it's your problem. I was here first. It's that sort of low self-esteem that leads to road rage, isn't it? That guy cut me off. I'm going to kill him. People can be such children. So what happens is that people with all the time in the world keep you at the back of the line and make you late. Because they were there first. Well, as of today, this problem will be a thing of the past. Here is the solution. All citizens will be issued at the beginning of every calendar year 5 Me First cards. Now, the way these cards work is like this. Now, say you're in a hurry at the bank or the airport or somewhere, and there's this long line in front of you. All you have to do is spend one of your Me First cards, and you'll be allowed to go to the front of the line. It's as simple as that. No questions asked, no complaining. Now, since you only get 5 Me First cards a year, you probably won't spend them frivolously. You're only going to deploy them when you're, you know, legitimately in a hurry. You're at the back of a long line at the Piggly Wiggly, and you've got this crap load of groceries, and you've only got 2 hours before the dinner party. You're in a hurry. Just whip out that card and push your cart right to the front of the line. It's as simple as that. Of course, someone else might use his own Me First card at the same time. In that case, if you still want to go in front of him, you've got to spend another card, so it's sort of like playing that card game war. So there you have it. Problem solved. No need to thank me. I'm just doing my duty as dictator of the world. As a benevolent dictator, I do welcome your comments and criticism. Please direct them to EzraQButtonDictator@yahoo.com. And you should submit your own ideas for consideration, too, and you can win a prize. The person who submits the best idea next week will be awarded the city of Gary, Indiana. That is all. This is Ezra Q. Button inviting you to work with me for the new Utopia. I'll talk to you soon.
You've been listening to the Peter Sam Triangle World Network, broadcasting from Eau Claire, Wisconsin. Donations welcome.